Brian Adams comes on every now and then. He was good last night,
yeah,
Brian Adams.
That was very good.
He was very good.
What she done to overtake that girl?
She was kind of going on. I mean, Big Youth. We know Big Youth has diamonds in his teeth.
Yeah, but she's replaced one of her natural teeth. We're talking about Melanie C now. With a girl
who was on with Brian Adams. Doing a great single. That's a great record. Thought, yeah.
And while it vaguely suits Ian Wright, I'm not certain it suits
her. No, it looked like she had a tooth missing.
I don't think a gold tooth suits anybody.
Oh.
It always looks like you've got food.
Speak that for the rest of you.
No,
it
looks
like you've got
food. We've got about 8 adverts coming up for gold teeth.
Gold teeth, that's the console gone. Anyway, a virgin was sitting behind this thing and I walked out. I said, where can I get a sandwich? I went, you can't get a sandwich yet. And I'm just crazy like that. It's never, ever occurred in my life. You can't get a sandwich yet. I said, can't get a sandwich yet. And I went, no. I said, oh, okay. And I picked this is good vinyl. And I picked up some records on the counter that, needed filing again. And I walked out into the body of the shop as if I was putting these covers back. I said, probably put these covers back. And just kept on walking. Now, if you've ever been in a job for less than an hour, or you want to tell spectacular stories about walking out on jobs, maybe you walked in, looked at it, and walked straight away again, 0500 1053 89. I'm the only person who's ever walked anywhere for an hour, unless you know different areas.
Meanwhile, cut to the now Virgin Megastore, two middle-aged characters, and... You think Nebo's going to come back for this sandwich?
He should have been back to me. He took out the ABBA album because they were by the door, the A's. Just kept walking.
Look at the Fat Mattress Records.
There may be people under the age of 40 listening, so we've got to update our references.
People on the age of 40, up at 8:17,
no,
sir.
Fair enough. All right, 0500.
Today, sir.
Do you work with someone who takes more, has a more casual attitude towards work than, or did you ever work with anyone who had a more casual attitude towards work than Paul Merson? Oh, and have you ever had a job for a spectacular short amount of time? 0500 1053 89. Dan, you've always put in years in the saddle, haven't you?
I'm real Trojan. I try and sort it out.
Not me. I mean, this show, if you don't pick up, I'll stay up. Sorry. I may be going out for a sandwich.